If we were doing it rightly, then following the please and ray with quick realization, this is the fourth path. And in that fourth path, the fourth profitable direction, there is this adisila sikkha, that is higher virtue. Purification consists in restraint of killing, stealing, all those things. That's what we were doing in this meditation, higher virtue. And also, that leads to this higher cognizance, that the purification consisting in non-distraction, jhana concentration. And also the adipatna sikha, that is the path and fruit attainment. All are here in this meditation part. How we actually have this higher virtue purification consisting in restraining of killing, stealing, all those things, that we get five things. What are those five things? First is the satta. Satta adi mucchati. Resolve faith upon training. Resolve faith upon training is the virtue. Resolve faith upon the virtue. That I am not going to steal, kill. You know, that I have the faith on that one. So faith is there. And viriyam pagangato. That is exerting energy upon them. Energy upon what? Energy upon refrain from killing, stealing, sexual misconduct, lying, harsh speech, frivolous talks, and slander. The same part we did. Satim upattapetta, establishing mindfulness upon them. We establish the mindfulness upon them. If I do these killing, stealing, all those things, lying, harsh speech, well, what is the product? That I will be going to hell, animal realm, and that one. So I have the aging, sickness, death, and all those things which I do not want. So I have renounced. So I have the establishment of mindfulness. Chittan samadhanto. It is actually translated in a way, it's called concentrating cognition upon them. It is not exactly that. The virtue. That the higher virtue, the practicing consisting in restraint of killing, stealing, all those things, that's the one my mind, my concentration is about that, nothing else. So each time I am saying, I'm not going to kill, lie, harsh speech, frivolous talks and slander, all those things are re-establishing one by one. So, you know, the sila, samadhan, that means that panatipata, you know, I'm refraining from killing sort of thing. Then we have the samadhana. So like that one, the similar word is Pali word is going very well. And so you got the view, the right view, that doing these things are bad. That is actually happening in the right way. And then we have the right thought of renunciation. Now we are saying, having known and having established this concentration, now I am actually maintaining my concentration without doing those lying harsh speech. That means I am giving up the vitakka vichara, initial application and sustained application. So you see, my mind becoming concentrated in that way. And then paknyaya pajanato, understanding them with wisdom. I understand if I do kill and all those things, then what do I get? I get ill will, harsh speech, all those things, you know, will be generated by that one. So I don't want these things. So those five should come to the mind and maintain these things. So if it is maintaining in that way, then we actually see this the fourth right endeavor, that is effort. Then that means whatever the path and fruits that I have obtained by attainment, and they will be preserved, the preservation. So those are preserved by this method. And this is called anurakkana padana and samadhi nitta anurakkati. So my first object is I don't want this physical nutriment. Physical nutriment, for the physical nutriment I have this abhijja, covetousness. I am saying I don't want physical nutriment. So I am maintaining that part. So I am preserving that one. And if I have those five, that is this the resolving faith and effort establishing the mindfulness, concentrating the cognizance upon this virtue part and understanding them with wisdom, then I get the Eightfold Path. That's how I get the Eightfold Path established on that one. So we get the right livelihood and other parts coming out of that. And then that leads to this Upasamadhittana, the fourth determination, the highest determination for calm. So the path continues, killing those, removing those odor. And Vimansa Samadhi, concentration due to investigation, will come up. And so we see things as impermanent, suffering and not self. So that will eliminate this mohasal, barb of lust. And that will give up all sabbanisarga. And then upekapama. So that's where you actually, if you go into the stage that you are not breathing in, breathing not at all, that means that's because of this upekka, the equanimity, going to the fourth jhana concentration and above is maintained in this way. So it's a great meditation. It's a bit lengthy, but if you get at least few parts, and then the concentration will get established. I mean, basically, this is the culprit. This first part, abhijja. This one actually let these things run. And so, unless I contemplate about the impermanent nature, because the aging, sickness, death, and this impermanent nature over here, this will run. So since the consciousness is impermanent, I am applying impermanent nature to these things. Remember that in the second meditation we went through that a couple of weeks ago, that all these things are happening because we have the sensual, craving for sensual things, craving for existence, craving for non-existence. So we are actually removing all these three paths, going through the thought of renunciation, thought of non-malevolence, thought of non-harm. So three paths are now continuing. And where it can go, because I am actually now removing the lust, hatred and the delusion. So that's it. If someone thoroughly established that one, with the right view and the right mindfulness, and with the right concentration, one would see this Dhamma as it is. So this is a very strong thing that normally it's some people will remember a little bit. That is, for example, I have written over here that the greed, lobha, and isha lead to lying. So one would remember one part. And then the ill will, the derogation, makka, lead to harsh speech. The hate, disparaging, leads to slander, and delusion leads to frivolous talk. At least if you remember those things, and then you know the arising, how they arise, and so you eliminate these parts because of the thought of renunciation, thought of non-harm, and thought of non-malevolence, and you establish the virtue.
Even the belief, actually, because when we have the desire for the coming karahara, so we have that belief, because of that we say it is good, because of that we go that chandagati, and then we get a birth if you
continue,
if it happens, that's because of your view, and then because of that, you view that it's a lie, and then if you stop that one, the coming karahara, then that's it's anitya, and then so your birth stop. You don't, so it doesn't go to a birth from that end of that, isn't it? Then
not really. It still we go to birth because of these parts over here. Because attavada upadana, the clinging to self, in having perceived a self over here, one would cling to that one. So that has to be stopped as well.
Yeah, in one
but here you are saying you are not going to mother's womb.
Right, okay.
This is what you are saying. I am not going to mother's womb, but I am happy to go to the Brahma world. And now you need to stop that part as well. Remember, there are three kinds: sensual craving, and then there is the existence. I want to exist, bhava. So, and then if I give up those, but still if I am not saying I don't want this part either, I am going to be born. So I get a birth.
So when you break that wheel, some parts of at the back stops, isn't it?
Some parts stops. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you don't get the aging part, so you don't get a new wheel.
Yes.
So then you're slender and the half speed thing.
To a certain extent. Remember, still we do have something over here called anusaya tendency. And then we have the, what is called conceit, mana. Those are there. So they are actually spinning as well. So you slow down the engine first by the method that you are talking about, not having this kabalikara ahara thing. You slow down the engine quite a lot. So you have a sort of finer control, and then you are now rapturous, happy, you know, pleasurable, and then you may be in the seventh jhana concentration, leaving out these parts, none of these things are mine and I don't want, I have loving kindness, compassion and so on. Now, still, I am happy to be there in the seventh jhana concentration. So therefore it is still running, it is running smoothly, but its engine still runs. So I need to get rid of that one as well. So,
how do you break the samadhi from there?
Well, the death.
Oh, okay.
If you contemplate on the death, then you know that this concentration that I got is also going to die. In the sense that whatever the birth I have, I may have in the future and right now, they are all subject to the same phenomena, and then I'm going to pass away from that whatever the birth. So what's the point of that one? Then the bojjhanga come to arise. Same factors of enlightenment come to arise. So there you are actually saying that carpenter's job, you are saying, you know, it's no point making any furniture, no point making any body, any human form or divine form or all those things. So these are the seven factors of enlightenment. Take you out of that one by contemplating the death part.
From the various discussions, we heard that all these lying half-speed first of killing and stealing and all sort of things are stopped somebody, anybody, because of the faith.
Yep.
And based on that, and so if one is having a good faith and he wants to stop that one, and for that one he has to stop the covetousness and all sort of thing, and then he stop all these ill will, greediness and all sort of things, and then finally he stopped because of the mechanism, he stopped all those sort of things. And
yeah.
So the desire comes first and then the mechanism comes later.
Yeah.
My question is now, if we don't have faith still, if we wise enough to think about the impermanent nature of the kabalikara and that one, and still he can reach that one, isn't it?
The wise one is actually has faith. Wise one is always faithful. Because he did not become wise on his own, like a Buddha. He heard it from the Buddha or the Aryan Sangha. So then he has got the faith for the person who said it to him. And then he knows this person said it because of the Buddha. So he has the faith to the Buddha. Remember in this diagram, always the wisdom is going through the faith. The faith is generated from the wisdom. This faith you are talking about is not the blind faith. It's the faith with the understanding. Understanding that is right view. The first, you know, the noble truth, first noble truth, second noble truth, third noble truth, and the fourth noble truth. By understanding that one, that he got the faith. Otherwise, if I say just I believe, someone, and if I do not know anything is happening, but I just believe you, then he might have a sort of a silent engine because of that one. Because of his concentration, he might see things. But to establish that faith, how do you establish the faith? If I'm not an intelligent person, if I'm not a wise person, would I, if somebody comes and actually tell you, you know, stop this one, would you stop? No, I should feel myself, either because I contemplated these things before in my previous birth, or I have contemplated over here. I thought and pondered over that one, therefore I can see, I exactly understand what exactly you're talking about, therefore I have the faith. Like Venerable Sariputta, you know, that when he was actually fanning the Buddha, when the Dikanagari's discourse was given, and he was saying, Buddha is telling these things having known himself. How come he knows that he Buddha knows? Because he has contemplated before, and knowing he is telling that one. So, it's like that.
That's how I think actually, because it's not like just a faith upon Buddha. It's a way, because you, when you stop that, you think, because the Lord Buddha has seen that we are going to go to hell and the animal world, otherwise we wouldn't know about that. But after you stop that, you think, if Buddha can stay away from all these things, so why can't...
Why can't I? Yes. Buddha had all those things, you know, the four palaces and all those things, and he gave up all those things. And, you know, went into homeless life. And Buddha is telling these things. So, if Buddha can give up all those things, why can't we? It's a good question. Okay.
Can I understand that the aging can be with aging and sickness can be
healed? But how can the death can be conditioned? Oh, yeah, because by the time of the death, now if you look at, he is sort of so troubled by the time of death. Buddha asked in... what is this discourse? Dhatu Vibhanga Sutta. Buddha was asking, if someone is not being born, look at the other way around. If someone is not being born, would he subject to aging? No. If someone is not subject to aging, would he die? If he is not dying, would he get angry? Right? So if he is not getting angry, then he won't be born. Now you see the link over here. Because I am getting angry, because I can't, by the time of death, in Sinhala we say malakaradara, you know, the death trouble, he got the death trouble. He has to breathe in, breathe out. It's a big problem for him. And others are saying, oh, please don't leave us, and all those things. Another trouble from the ear. And breathing trouble, the ear trouble, and pains, all those things. So he can't sort of maintain anything at that time. And he still thinks that he has to maintain. Isn't that the delusion itself? With having all these troubles, he would still think, I want to maintain. You can let it go and not be born. That's what the Arahants doing. They let it go. Because we think we need to spin these wheels. We have a really big desire to spin these things. I want to speak, I want to, you know, this love, blame others and all those things. Oh, we all love it. Don't you know that? We all love that. Stealing, killing, sexual misconduct. Everybody loves it. That's why the society is going in that direction. We have the building capacity that we have been doing these things for ages, infinitely, we have been doing. We are listening to this orange when the Buddha comes in. So it's only, you know, 2500 years now. How many eons we were without Buddhas? How much lifespan? So all the other time, That's how we were living. So, our delusion here is that we have this much trouble. I'm subject to aging, sickness, death, and I'm, various problems. But I still want to be born. I still want to live. I still want to hang on to this body itself. That's a delusion itself.
If you go for a little bit further on this one, to get a real understanding on this one, what I understood is here, at the time of death, he does have the delusion. That means he doesn't know the impermanent nature and suffering nature and all sort of thing. Because of that, those things trouble him but he wants to maintain it, and he wants to maintain it because he does have the delusion. That leads to the another birth. Is that the one?
Yes, that is as well. And remember, in the third part, what is the third part, third direction? You see that the mental volition as nutriment. Mental volition means I want to maintain. My volition is to maintain. And I might have the perversion that there is a self in the not self. I am saying there is a someone, right, to maintain in that sense. I have the view clinging, the bond of view, the bold tie of misapprehension, that I exist and all those things. Taint of view, barb of view, perception, steady point for consciousness, the going bad way through fear. What I am afraid of? I am afraid of my formations, verbal formations, mental formations. I am very afraid my formations are not going to, I can't produce it anymore. With this dead body, I can't produce it. This body is going to die. So I really want to do avijja, covetousness. I really want it. I want ill will. I want hate. Buddha said, the monk, the lobha, greed, is internal fear. It's an internal fear. The hate is an internal fear. The delusion is an internal fear. All these things are generated from here, from the fear. So by the time of the death, everybody agrees that there is fear, right? If you are not an arahant in that sense. So there's fear. Is actually holding your perception. The perception, why I am holding to the perception? Because it generates my volitional formations, sanskara. So this is creating that thing. So when it is created, you can see you have the delusion. The delusion is there, ignorance is there. So those things will create the problem. So when you look at that one, at that time you look at the volitional formation, the step before that one.
When you cut the first part that Kavinkarahara and then this Madhya Yogic is a meditation and you still have the perceptions remaining.
Yep.
And perception, from the perception to get the volitional formations, you always have to have the feeling part and the mental volitions, isn't it? And if you cut down the perception, that means the mental volitions and the feeling part, they both are cut too. Is that right?
Only part way is the cessation of feeling and perception. Nothing else. That's why they have to go to cessation of Nirodha Samapatti. That's the only one can do that one. Because if you go into the eighth jhana concentration, it's neither perception nor non-perception. So there is some sort of a remainder over there. So only way to stop this one, no perception, no feeling at all.
When you stop the perception, you automatically cut the feeling, isn't it?
Yes.
Because you don't have do mental volitions.
Yeah, remember that the Aditya Pariyaya Sutta diagram?
Yeah.
So we are not continuing.
From that one.
We are not continuing in that one. So since the perception stopped, I don't have a view. This engine is no longer there. So I first attack the physical nutriment. I'm saying I don't want to run the first loop over here, and then I'm saying I don't want the rest of the part either. So where would it go? It ceases. This is cessation of feeling and perception.
Is that perception actually? It comes to a perception after going one round through the original formations, isn't it? When you look at something and you go to original formation, and then you come to a perception, because then you establish it in there.
Mm. Yeah. It could be in a different path.
Mm.
You are certainly going over here, because these are your thoughts.
Yeah.
So these thoughts should be there. Actually, this diagram is not here at all. It's not on this side at all. It's all shrink into one place over here. It is only by spinning you can actually see that I got this diagram. Otherwise, it is only the thought process over here. Consciousness just flowing. Stream of consciousness. And these are just made up because I spin and the antenna comes up. That's what it is. So you may be traveling through many, many paths. And if you have the right wisdom, you are saying, whichever way I travel, it's a travel. I am not going to travel at all. So therefore you stop.
Yeah, because in that Akhapariya Sutra diagram, because if you take that gem thing, and you see the gem only once, and then you do the other things at least about 20-30 times, until you get that gem. If you don't get that gem, so still the gem must be taken by someone else, but you spin that part still.
Because you might remember the gem, or the gem is taken, but you have the perception about it, the happiness and the, you know, those things. So those nama part will continue with it. Okay, we'll stop for today.